Hello and welcome to Crosstalk with your hosts, Martha Lee, Bill McMillan Sr., and Anna May, a podcast dedicated to encouraging and pointing people to Christ through the power of testimony, to provoke you to find your calling in the Lord. Hebrews 10:24 says, "Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works." This podcast is brought to you by Cornerstone Ministries New Life Church. So join us on this journey to reach the world for Christ, starting in our own backyard. We pray you enjoy the podcast and it blesses and encourages you, and may you grow in His Word and Spirit.
Welcome to Crosstalk. Today we're happy to have with us Ramona Grant. Welcome, Ramona.
Hello.
Welcome. We're glad to have you.
Welcome, Ramona. We love you.
And Bill's going to start with the first question.
Okay, here's the biggie. When did you get saved? And what brought you to the decision of accepting Jesus the Christ?
Well, my whole life I was raised in church and knew of God.
Amen.
And I thank God for that foundation that was laid at a young age.
Amen.
But as you get older, you realize that the head knowledge has got to hit your heart.
Amen.
You realize that it can't stay there. And one day I was sitting up to the table and I was praying. My husband had backslid. He is to this day, thank God, mighty man of God. But at the time he had backslid. And I was sitting up to the table and I was praying. I said, God, you know, I married a man in church. I married a man of God. And I all these things I was saying and I was complaining. I might as well tell the truth. And the Lord began to convict me.
Amen.
He began to convict my heart. He said, you know, you're worried about him and your heart. What about your heart? He said, you've served me half-hearted. And it ruined me when I heard it.
Amen.
And I began to repent and I asked the Lord, I said, God, whatever it is that is in my life that you would not have there, God, you know, I repent, Lord. And I asked the Lord to become Lord of my life because it was one thing I knew him. But I didn't serve him. And then from that day forth, I began to serve him. I began to seek his face, and I realized there was a difference between knowing him and serving him.
Amen.
And within a week, the Lord had us back in church. I went down to the altar, repented.
Amen.
And I got filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
My life has never been the same.
Amen.
I thank God for it.
That was a beautiful testimony.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. It really was. What, if you can remember, what would be the first person you witnessed to or brought to the Lord?
Well, I had a problem with smoking, and I smoked cigarettes, and I had battled with it for a couple of years, and when I finally gave my heart to the Lord, my whole heart, and he filled me with the Holy Ghost, I prayed a prayer before I got filled with the Holy Ghost, and I said, Lord, let my desires change. You know, my desire is for your desire. I don't want to smoke no more. I don't want the desire
Amen.
To be there.
Amen.
And I tried on my own to quit, but you know, on your own, sometimes it's impossible. You need the Lord.
Amen.
And so the Lord had delivered me from that completely. And I was with my cousin the one day. She called me and she said, you know, some stuff's going on. You care about talking to me. Absolutely. So I come over to her and she was smoking. And I sat for a second and I to be honest with you, I said, cuz, would you care if I sat in the car and winded the window down while you sit at the sidewalk and I'll talk to you? So she said to me, oh, well, I'm sorry. I know you've quit smoking and it's hard for you. I said, well, to be honest with you, cuz, I didn't quit smoking. I got delivered from smoking and the smell is gone in me.
There you go.
Amen. Amen.
I don't want to smell it. And she looked at me crazy and she got this crazy look on her face. And 2 days later, she called me back. She said, how did you do that? She said, how did you, you know, how are you completely free from that? I said, I got delivered. You know, I asked the Lord to change my desire and he did. And I've never wanted another cigarette again. And thank God through that, she got completely, she prayed it. She called me 2 weeks later. She said, I've been completely delivered from that.
Praise God. That
was
beautiful.
God.
That was amazing. I love that. That was a beautiful testimony.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Is there any standout moments in your walk you'd like to share or any moves that impacted your
I was thinking about it. What impacted me the most? There's been so many different things in life that God's done for me, and I'm so grateful. And so many different moves and words that He's spoken to my life and to me. And the one that stuck out to me the most was we had a revival a little while ago, and it was Can't Be Hid, it was called. And the power of God was so strong in that place that the services ended up going over. And it went over 2 extra weeks.
Amen. Praise God.
And to see the power of God fall, to see so many people give their life to Christ, filled with the Holy Ghost, it was like the Shekinah glory cloud was there with us.
Amen.
And none of us wanted to leave. We sat there till 11 o'clock at night some nights. The men would come home early from work just to be in the presence of God. And it was such a mighty move in my life, but I could see the fruit of it in so many different people's lives. They were coming from miles away just to hear what was being said, just to be in the presence of God. Because it wasn't Amen. Really to say it was a person, to say that it was one specific person that sung, that who really brought the glory of the Lord down, that was one message. No, it was a mighty move of God, and it was not just because of the people, it was just because He was moving in the midst.
Praise God. It was
a tremendous time in the Lord.
Amen. That would have been the joy of the Lord. Amen.
Yes, it was. That was, I would say, oh gosh, that was, I don't remember which year it was. I think my girl was only maybe about 10 years old at best. So I'd say it was about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. Number four. Well, let me ask you this. How did you get into the ministry? And and how did you feel called in the name of Jesus?
I from a young age, I always knew that I wanted to do something for the Lord.
Amen.
And it just so happened that somebody in our church had moved away to a different church, and there was a position there for the young girls' class for somebody to go in and teach them. And I looked, and I seen there was nobody there, but I didn't know if I should, say that I'd like to do that. But I remember my girl and a couple of her friends was staring into the gym, into the little glass window, and the boys' class was going on. And their hearts was broke because they loved their girls' class and they wanted their class too. And they said, it's not fair, Aunt Mona. We want our class back. So I said, well, come on in. I said, come on in. Let's do it. And the Lord just opened doors there and used me in different ways with the young people. But I always knew I was called to the kids. And I feel like no matter where I go, I always get drawn back to that age, that group.
Amen. Praise God. It's an important group.
Definitely a calling. Definitely a calling, to do that. I know my sister-in-law, Catherine and Jenna and Emily and Jean. There's a few here, the women, Wee Betty and helpers. But Catherine, we've had a lot of different ones come in and out, and they've all done a wonderful job. But it's like God called her because now she's in there, and it's like it's exploded. It really has in our church. And Jenna's with her as a right-hand man, and they've got this Scripture Sunday thing going. And it really, people don't realize how important it is to have somebody in there doing that, So.
Well, you're helping some people. It's not always the most glamorous of jobs, but you're helping lay the foundation.
That's right.
Amen. That when they get older, that don't come back void. The Word of God does, and that seed's been planted inside of them and that. So, it's not the glamorous of jobs, but it's a necessary job.
Amen. Yes, absolutely. Well, absolutely.
Remember what Jesus said when they tried to keep the children from Him? Bring them to
Him.
Amen. Bring them to me. Yes. Amen.
Such is the kingdom of heaven.
Is the kingdom of heaven.
It's good, Uncle.
Praise God. That's beautiful, my girl.
How important, Mona, do you think it is for a husband, if you're a husband, to have a wife support, or a wife to have the husband support in your ministry and your walk with Christ?
Well, it's very important. I think it's the most important. The Bible says iron sharpens iron. And sometimes we can start to maybe act a little bit carnal, maybe a little fleshly, and then you get that other one that tells you, hey, now. you know, that doesn't sound right. You know what I mean? And, you know, I had a young couple come, not the couple, but the young lady come, and she said, you know, sometimes it's hard in ministry. She said, it's not always easy. They're gone, and, you know, on your birthday or your kids' birthday or a holiday. And I remember looking at her, and I said, my girl, I understand. I said, there's been times when your Uncle Ham has been gone on my birthday or gone on a holiday. You know, sometimes you get to go with them. And sometimes when you got a big family, you got to stay with your family.
Amen.
But the fact of the matter is there's a higher calling. I said, you got to step out of you and how you feel to know that there's life in the balance. You know, right. They're going there, and it's a heaven and hell situation, you know.
Amen.
If they have the opportunity to snatch somebody up from the fires of hell by telling them the good news of Jesus Christ, let them do it.
Amen.
You know, there's nothing greater. So sometimes you want to look at it in the flesh, but in the flesh, there's something greater.
That's right.
Working.
That's
right. Here.
Well, flesh gets tired, but... We were kind of talking about everything you're saying today, and you've ministered to me, if nobody else.
Amen.
It was really, really good. Martha?
I wanted to ask you about, because you're a younger couple, your kids, raising kids in ministry. How was that for you? Was it hard? Or
there's a time when you have to tell them, let them know. You know, their whole life you're letting them know that okay, we're in this world, but we're not of this world.
Amen,
you know?
Amen. That's good. Praise God.
And sometimes they want to receive it, sometimes they don't. But it's back to laying that foundation. It's got to be laid.
That's
amen.
Right.
And like I said, the word of God doesn't come back void. When it's sent forth, it accomplishes what it's sent out
amen.
To do. And I do believe that whether they want to do it or not, it's, you know, that foundation is there. And they'll come back to it, if anything.
Yes, that's
amen.
Right. That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God for what you said, because I had Isaiah 55. I was going to read at the end of this. But anyways, what's your vision for the church and the people in the future? What do you see?
I'd love to see, Bible says, without a vision, the people perish. Mm-hmm. And I would love to see. I feel as if in my spirit there are so many more called to ministry.
Amen.
And called to different things. And they sit back because they see other people doing it.
Amen.
And that, you know, the enemy will lie to them and tell them different lies and tell them, you know, they got so-and-so or they got this one to do it. They don't need you. They need you. Mm-hmm. The kingdom of God needs you. You know,
yes.
It's
Amen.
Important. And I would love to see in the future anyone that's hid their talent.
Amen.
For God to, for them to unearth them and let God use them in the way that he has called them to do.
That's good.
Amen. Praise God.
That's really good. So I'm going to throw you one. I'm not sure if we prepared you for this, but what advice would you give somebody that was wanting to get into the ministry or serve God in any way?
I would say serve the Lord with all your heart, mind, and soul. Lean not onto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path.
Amen.
As long as you're doing everything in your heart and soul to serve the Lord, you're reading your word, praying, seeking his face, he'll give you direction. And then as he gives you direction, the obedience is better than sacrifice.
Amen.
Walk
amen.
Into
amen.
It.
Amen.
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 Praise God.
Martha?
Well, before we get ready to wind down, do you have anything else, anything personal or anything else you'd like to share?
Well, that's about it, but I will share this. About a couple months ago, the Lord gave me a dream, and I went to bed, and I dreamt of the rapture. I dreamt of a horn being blown, but it was so quick of a horn that in this dream, it was caught up in the air, and I looked around, and all I could see was people. I never got to see anything else, just people standing around. And it was so quick that I didn't even realize what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And in the dream, I looked around and said, did the rapture just happen? Because it was that fast. It was like a split second, and there you was. And in the dream, I looked around, and I seen different people, and I was excited to see them. But I noticed that some other people was missing. And I, in the dream, looked and said, you know, did you see so-and-so or so-and-so? And they shook their head. They didn't make it. And my heart was broken. But as the dream went on, just a few more, not even maybe a minute, and somebody had said right after that, Jesus is here. Jesus is here.
Amen.
And in the dream, I was so excited. It was such a joy that I was going to get to see Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
It was like a joy like I never experienced in my life. And I've had four beautiful babies. Lord bless me with a beautiful grandson and a beautiful wife. I've experienced joy down here.
Yes.
The joy that I felt knowing that Jesus, my Lord and Savior, was there and comforted. There was nothing to compare this world
for.
I'm sorry, I'm awful greeter.
Oh, praise God.
But if I could say anything to you, to anybody that's listening, seek the Lord. Seek him while he can be found. You know, I do believe that we're living in the last days.
Thank you, Jesus.
I do believe he's pouring his spirit out on all flesh. And I think it's the time. The time is now. If you're on the fence, the time is now.
Amen.
The time
now. We're in the very, Uncle Eddie Smith said the one day, he said, we could be in the very second.
Yes,
you know, we use, our whole life we've heard about the last days, it'd be the very second. The Lord is soon to return. It's time. If you have a message, preach it. If you have a song, sing it. The time is now.
Amen.
And that's what I would say.
Amen.
That's what's on my heart.
Amen. That was beautiful.
Praise God. Well, I want to read this. God gave me this before I came in to read to you. It says, so shall my word be that it goes from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, so it shall prosper in the things for which I sent it.
Amen.
And praise God, you give testimony to that when you was talking.
Amen.
About how you send the word of God, and it returns. It don't return void. Otherwise, it accomplishes in the spirit.
Amen.
What you have done. And God give me that word to read to you tonight, and I praise God. And I'm so blessed with you. I can't tell you.
Amen.
Right now, my girl. You have really,
praise God.
My spirits are sore right now. So praise God. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
I was nervous because I'm not a big speaker. I'm more of a behind the scenes. And I appreciate the opportunity. And,
amen.
And I thank you for it. But I do believe what the Lord would have me to say.
Amen. You truly blessed us, and we want to thank you so much for coming on, taking the time to deal with, you know?
Praise God. Well, I love you, and I guess I probably took up loads of your time. We'll probably get to the next one.
Just perfect. You're just perfect. Thank you very much. We appreciate you, Ramona.
Well, that's our podcast for this week. Join us next Monday for the latest podcast, and remember, you can scroll down and listen to any that you missed. Please follow us on Spotify and tap the notification bell to have every new podcast loaded automatically. The Spotify app is free and it makes it much easier. We will be posting new podcast links on New Life Church Facebook page every Monday. Thank you for listening, and we hope you listen next week.